Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance, and today is Tuesday, the 24th of December, 2019. It is the 358th day of the year. 7 days remain till the end of the year and the end of the decade. 70 days until primaries and 315 days until presidential elections. The sun will rise this morning at 7:23. The sun will set at 4:57. We have 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight to play in today, even if it's going to be a little drizzly today. First high tide will be at 9:26 this morning, the next low tide at 4:17 this afternoon, and the final high tide at 11:23 tonight. The moon is currently 3.3% visible, a waning crescent. We have a new moon tomorrow, Christmas Day, at 9:13 in the evening. Today is Christmas Eve, Last Minute Shopper's Day, National Eggnog Day. It is also the Feast of Seven Fishes for Italians. Italian diaspora, Noche Buena for Spain and Spanish-speaking countries, Mitternacht, certain Orthodox Jewish denominations, the Declaration of Christmas Peace, the old square of Turku in Finland's official Christmas city, and Vigilia in Poland, Independence Day in Libya, and Day of Military Honor in Russia. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Kit Carson, Howard Hughes, I.F. Stone, Fritz Lieber, Lee Dorsey, Ray Bryant, Mike Kerb, Woody Shaw, Jeff Sessions, Anil Kapoor, Ricky Martin, and Stephanie Meyer. On this day in history, in 1906, Reginald Fessenden transmits the first radio broadcast consisting of a poetry reading, a violin solo, and a speech. More up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. You may remember the story on Cross Currents about Moms for Housing. They are four mothers and their children who are occupying a house in Magnolia Street in Oakland. They're trying to draw people's attention to the housing crisis, how many people are living without homes and how many homes there are without people living in them. The house is owned by a real estate firm called Wedgwood, but no one was living in it until the Moms started their occupation. Now, Wedgwood wants the Moms for Housing to leave by December 30th. Wedgwood says they're collaborating with a Southern California charity called Shelter 37, started by a well-known football player. The real estate company and the charity are promising to train and give job opportunities to Oakland residents, but they call the Moms for Housing occupation illegal. Okay, I'm used to going to my favorite coffee house in order to order a cup of coffee, sometimes to go and sometimes to sit down and hang out and enjoy. It usually comes in a paper cup and a plastic top, and we all know that's not environmentally sustainable. You know what? One coffee seller got the message and is trying to create a new culture in what we drink our morning hot drink out of. One chain based in Oakland is getting rid of their disposable paper cups and pledging to go zero waste by 2020. Large chains like Starbucks are getting the message, but some things take time to catch on. Cross Currents Morning Report coming up later this hour during Morning Edition. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.